everyone. Welcome back to Spill the Beans Podcast. My name is Lester. And today, kasama pa rin natin ang inyong friendly neighborhood tito, kundi si Tito Paolo.
Thank yes. you. Thank you, Memory Keepers, Lester. I like yeah. your intro. Every day nga, your energy gets a little...
Lower.
a little lower. Okay, yes. So today, ayan na naman, aking today, yes. we have a special guest for all the travel junkies out yeah. there and for everyone who wants to know which is the next best place that you can go to. We have one half of the Traveling Foxes.
Yes, that's yeah. right.
Yes. So this is YouTube Talk. No? Yes. We have content creator Natalie from the Traveling Foxes.
Everyone, Nat here from the Traveling Foxes, and our YouTube handle name is the Traveling Foxes. Wow.
Yes. Very nice. May I ask, how did you guys come up with the Traveling Foxes?
Okay, it's so hard to come up with a name nowadays. Like everything's taken, right? So we're thinking soul travelers because we're two girls.
Yes.
All these girly stuff, but then it's all taken. So we decided Traveling Foxes because foxes really signify us. Mm-hmm. Solitary animals. We can just travel by ourselves, which we are doing now because the other fox, Natasha, moved to Amsterdam.
So how does that work now? So there's two of you. Yeah. You're based here in Manila.
Yeah, I live in BGC.
Oh, wow. We're neighbors. So, but you're the other fox is now based
in Amsterdam.
So, how do you get? What's the dynamics on that?
It's really as long as we post when we're required to post, then it's going good.
Is there a responsibility? Let's say for this week, it should be you. For next
week, yeah. So we're taking turns, like once a week. Before when we first started the Traveling Foxes, we were posting once a month, and that would apparently when I was reading like other people who gave like tutorials on vlogging, like you should post once a week
yeah.
minimum and once yes, a week is true. Also so difficult, right?
I mean
we can't travel every week. We can extend one location to two or three vlogs, but that still means that we have to travel quite often. So now we're in two separate places. It's easier for us to, I guess, create content that way.
But I kind of see that you're also making vlogs, parang daily vlogs, feature vlogs. Because I saw there's a question and answer portion that you guys also did in the first few.
Question and answer portion.
I saw that from, if we can pull it up, Lester. Sorry, yeah. Do you want me to delay a little more?
I don't remember.
I'll delay a little more. You had a Q&A. You were in the garden and she was on one side.
Right. Yeah. That was still when we were in the process of like thinking of what content to create. Because you know when you start out, you don't know where the channel would lead, what works, what doesn't work. Yeah. So the Q&A was like a filler. No, we haven't done any of that. Mm-mm. We did kind of switch to Nat Tries, which is like, so if we can't travel, we might as well try something in the city. So Nat Tries this particular dance lesson, Nat Tries.
Yeah.
I tried making focaccia bread, making it from scratch. So that was kind of like our filler episodes to just make sure we post once a week.
I like that, filler episodes. Because I think we are guilty of that. Sometimes we just try to, if you're cooking, it's content.
It's content, right?
You have to create content. Okay. So we have a little tradition here in Spill the Beans. We usually look at the first video. first video of content creators. I've seen this one. This is actually, you guys really know how to pick a song.
Yeah, before when we started, we didn't know about the whole copyright thing, so we just picked whatever, and this is a copyrighted song, so we can't monetize this.
Yeah, but it's very good, and this is in Ifugao.
Yeah, this was actually a solo trip of Natasha.
So not all the time, because I find that dynamic so interesting. Mm-hmm. Not all the time you guys are together, and not all the time it's the same group of people.
Yeah, so what I'm doing now is I pick whoever friend is available to travel with me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my co-traveler.
And then you have the questions that you guys were asking. You guys, yeah, I remember that.
It was a long time ago.
I know, but we'll delve into it just a little bit. So this is the first. We'll go to this one first. So this is the first first video that you guys uploaded, and you guys started 3 years ago? Or yeah, 2016.
2016 December, I think. Yeah, we made the channel in November, but I think our first post, when was this? Yeah, December.
And then when you guys started the channel, it was already the two of you immediately?
It was us, yeah.
Okay, and then what made you guys decide that, okay, let's do this?
Well, my background is sales and marketing. And my last corporate job, I was the chief marketing officer. But what happened was, for me, I would be using contractors to give me the reports and everything. Mm-hmm. And then Natasha had already her own personal blog. And she was like, why don't we create a blog together? It was normally blog, not vlog.
Yes, yes.
And then for me, I was like, what's the point? What's the, you know?
Yeah,
I like taking pictures, like taking videos, but who cares?
Yeah.
But when I resigned from my corporate job, I was like, you know what? For me to actually grow in the whole marketing, to learn more, I need to learn how to actually make the reports, learn Google Analytics, so on and so forth. Not just rely on contractors to give me feedback on, you know, like what keywords to use.
Yeah.
So that's why we created the blog. We weren't into vlogging yet.
And this was in 2016?
2016,
okay.
Yeah.
So what's the metamorphosis now from blog? You guys decided to go on video.
Yeah, everyone was saying that video is the new in thing, right?
Yeah.
Like how much, they say 80% of content that will be consumed in 5 years would be video.
All videos.
So we have to get into it. We have to go with the trends. And I didn't mind it because I love making videos. I like taking photos.
Yeah.
Natasha, on the other hand, is more of the writer. So that's why we kind of collaborated really well.
Yeah.
Because when we would vlog together, she would make the scripts. She would make everything like from start to finish. And I would just figure out what shots to take.
Is it still up, your blog?
The blog's still up. We actually updated it. We updated our logo as well. She's the one working on it.
That's wow. So you guys also have merchandise? You guys also have...
No, we don't. I mean, people suggested that, but we're like, for me, it's still a passion project. I mean...
That's true. So the cap that you were wearing, the Fox cap, that was just...
There was this art fair in BGC.
Yeah.
It was hand-painted, local, you know? So I was like, this is really nice. It's hand-painted.
It's nice.
And people were like, you should sell that. I'm like, it's not cheap because it's hand-painted.
Yeah.
So for me, I would buy it for 500 pesos. And who would buy like a 750 and with a whatever profit margin I would put, right?
Yes, yes.
So I was like, no.
Yeah, plus if it's a passion project, it's best to... stay away Muna, from the
making it a business, because you will lose that interest.
Yeah, but you guys are, as you were saying, you're in marketing. You guys are very much, I know it's not your goal, but you guys are very much a brand. You guys are very much I don't want to mention channels, but from all the other channels, I haven't seen the dynamics that you guys have. That it's always fresh every single video.
Thank you.
Because it's different groups of people.
Yeah. They're all my friends and I force them to vlog with me. I literally force.
You force them. You call them. You have to do this with me.
Yeah.
But at least they're able to travel with you. And I sometimes see, which one was that in Hulugan Falls? It's also, you guys were a bigger group, but there's...
Hulugan, we were three, yeah.
You were three. And then, random lang, you tell them, okay, guys, you have to go with me. Or you guys really have pre-planning.
My friends naman, they enjoy traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I'm just like, guys, is it okay if I'm going to vlog this? And they're always like, yeah. Because a lot of my friends are already in TV or they're, you know, like... They're models already. So they're so used to being in front of the camera. It's just... getting them to talk, which is the hard part.
They model in print and TV, and you guys are mainstream then. We're very privileged.
Yes.
Privileged pala. Kasi kami dito, we're so detached from mainstream now. Kasi wala kaming TV, wala kaming cable. All we have is YouTube. Yeah. So
YouTube's the new in thing. Stick to it.
I know. So our approach is very digital.
Yeah.
So, yun nga, I always ask Lester. He has to keep me updated because being the tito of the group, I'm so not up to date with what's really happening.
Yeah.
So, this is the Hulugan Falls vlog where you guys were traveling. And these are all your friends.
Yep,
spent
that's right.
20 minutes consoling a friend who missed the hike because she didn't wake up. So all How many girls are here? Four? Three?
We are three in this trip. We were supposed to be four, but again, one didn't wake up.
That's the one. Okay, I have to ask. I've never been to Srit, have you been to Hulagan
never,
Falls?
Never.
That was my third time there.
So yeah, that's Hulagan. Hence the intro. Was that really true that there's
the
a carabao?
Yeah, I didn't even know that was my third time there, and I didn't know. Because my friend okay. Meg, she does a lot of research before she goes someplace. So she does. I just go and experience. Because for me, when I vlog, I like to just ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Rather than knowing so much and like going there, I'm like, yeah, I know that already. You know, that okay. kind of mentality. So I like just going there and just like, what is this? Oh, what's that? So
okay,
it adds to the whole experience.
Yeah, and at least you're learning it as you go. It's
yes.
para wala kang preconceived notions yep. as you go in there.
But I think a lot of content creators, they would be like, no, it's good to have a plan, which is also true, right? Because when I go in, I don't have a plan because I don't know what to expect. Mm. So everything is just ad hoc.
Okay.
And so sometimes it works against me.
Well, how so?
Like if you look at my vlog on California road trip.
Is that the latest one?
The latest one.
Okay.
But anyway, like, there's really no story. I was just taking a lot of videos.
Because
I had nothing planned. I didn't know where my friend was taking me. And
okay. And then it's your other friend, Nat? She's the one who's more of a planner.
She's a planner. She would send me documents in, like, Google Drive. Like, this is my script. This is the process I'll be doing. I'm like, wow.
She writes the script for each vlog.
She writes everything. She goes, I have to make sure I do this, I do that, I do that. And then when I read it, I'm like, great. Good on you.
Good on you. Parang kailan ni Rhea Lester. Rhea's we have a vlogger, mm-hmm. si Rhea. She's a planner. And then Lester is more of the spontaneous type. He doesn't like the planning, no?
Yes.
Tama ba?
Tama.
Wala rin timeline niya. Basta what time you wake up, that's when you start, no?
Yes.
After breakfast, that's the shoot.
Execution lang tayo.
Execution lang. Lester, ano bang napanood mo ba yung... Sorry. May napanood ka ba sa Traveling Foxes?
Marami na yung mga travel nila.
So broad.
Yung mga travel nila.
Yes.
Can we just go back a little
sure.
bit? They had that fourth video from the beginning.
I don't know why this makes me nervous when you're like selecting videos.
No, don't worry. We usually do this and I've seen it. There's nothing embarrassing about your videos. So for the memory keepers and the future subscribers, we checked out the first few videos of the Traveling Foxes. And one video here was really helpful. Sorry, Lester. It's on the second row in your rightmost. This is where I really got to know more of Natalie. Is it Natalie and... Oh my goodness.
It's Nat and Nat.
Nat and Nat, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nat
so,
and Nat.
So can we click on this and kindly give us some audio? All right. So this is the Q&A. Yeah. Para we can learn more about that. Can I hear it?
How to choose your own travel budget.
Yeah. Tasha and Natalie. So it's Natasha.
I'll let you know if the camera falls down. In your own words, how do you describe a travel buddy?
I guess I could consider myself one of the pickier people when it comes to travel. In my own words, I would say a travel buddy is someone you get along with.
Someone who has the same adventurous spirit as I do.
In all aspects of travel, it could be being a shopping buddy, being a hiking buddy, even, you know, looking at paintings, historical sites.
You guys have to be compatible in terms of interests and preferences.
Okay, sorry. Can we put it on pause? How did
I don't know why it makes me cringe.
It's not bad. Not bad at all. How did you guys meet each other?
We were part of a group called Masterminds.
What's Masterminds?
So it's a group of professionals. We all have to come from different industries, all different job titles. And we meet once a month to talk about the pain points in being a manager or being a marketer. And then we'd also share our own like power presentations probably like twice a year.
Okay.
So we met there. So she was working in Uber at that time and I was working in insurance. Jardine Lloyd Thompson.
Okay, so from something that's very professional, you guys went into a creative relationship where you guys decided that you want to delve into it and try it out.
Yeah, and I think it was easier for us to get along because everyone else in that group was probably a lot older than us. Mm-hmm. So we were one of the younger ones. We were like 3 or 4 in that age bracket. Everyone else was older. So, you know, it's easier to hang out with the people that you can relate with.
That's true. That's why Lester hangs out with me because I'm very young. I like it when I make you laugh, Lester. Okay. So, but at this point, you guys weren't decided yet on what content you guys were going to make.
Well, when we first started, if you saw the first video in the Ifugao province, we really enjoyed making cinematic videos because that's what I wanted to get into, like just the creative, because that's what I find fun. But then everyone was saying, no, you have to start vlogging or vlogging at that time, you know. It's like, because apparently that's what gets the followers and the likes. So if you watch the first ones, I find it a bit cringy because, you know, you're still like, hi, I'm here now, and you know, that very basic then smile and then you move on.
I saw some of your videos, actually. You were talking, but the audio wasn't there.
Yeah, because our tools was just an iPhone. We started out with an iPhone.
Yeah.
And the audio iPhones are not that good.
Lester started out on an iPhone, diba?
Yes. Right? Photography.
Photography naman. Pero did we start on a phone ba, Lester? How did we start? Hala, I can't even remember our own journey.
DSLR naman.
DSLR ba? Immediately?
Straight to social. Joke.
Wow. Oh, nga. No, but we had a...
But we actually started din sa phone.
Sa phone.
Kasi ibang mga content natin.
Pero it's different, ha? Like, indoor using a phone is fine, but when out there's a bit of wind, you know, it's, and the noise, it gets all the noise, so...
So how many videos did you guys do on a phone?
I still do until now, but mostly just the, like, the time lapse would be on the iPhone. I only got my camera November or December 2017. Yeah.
Okay, that's
the first video is my Northern Lights with the camera.
Oh, I wrote that on my on the videos that I wanted to talk about.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So, what made you decide? Okay, finally, I'm going to invest. We're gonna buy a camera. Does that mean that you're already all in? That okay? YouTube is something that I really want to do.
Yeah, around that time, that was like
2017. Have you ever been to the YouTube events? The YouTube fan is it YTFF? No. What, YouTube Fanfare? Is it Fanfare?
Fanfest,
sorry.
Do they have it here in the Philippines?
They do.
Never even heard of it.
Oh, there. Because, I'm already 42. And then when we went there, wow, it was a very, very young crowd. How young, Lester? Mga teenagers, no?
Teenagers, 16, 18, ganun.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard to find, if you're not in the young crowd, it's kind of hard to find someone in the same mindset, same disposition.
That's true.
Because everyone's still doing the cutesy, hello, hi guys. Yeah, but it's hard. So at least now with the podcast, we're able to get more of the same demographic that we're looking for. Because sometimes when you go to the YouTube events, you can easily... feel displaced.
No, I agree. I went to one blogger event.
Okay, how was it?
Yeah, everyone was like, as you said, like still in college, early stages of college.
Yes.
And they're all into their like selfies and stuff. So I was like, don't really belong here, do I?
Yeah. Did that stop you from going to the other events?
Yeah, I think it did. Because I'm like, you know, I just want to do my own thing. This is my passion project. So I'm just going to do what I want to do.
See, that's one thing that we want to really work with. We want to discover channels and be able to work with them. But that's what we try to do. Because if you only... if you wait for YouTube to put up an event, sometimes it takes long, especially for the startup channels, right?
Yes.
Can you pull up our Green Belt event? Sorry. Because... My wife used to vlog, since we just had a baby, it's been kind of challenging for her to vlog. So that's why I decided to do the podcast, because there's no way I can vlog. I don't have the energy to vlog.
Yeah, you got
to
be more like energetic, not like, hi guys!
Yeah, exactly. So it's not me. So this is my wife with wearing the cap. Did they still have the YouTube booth? Wala na, no?
So this is the YouTube event?
Yes, but before you could use the... Because I passed by the mall and then I saw this booth. And then I was wondering, okay, how much to lease it? So you just get in touch with Google and then there's no rent. You can use it at any time. So I was wondering, how come no one is really doing this now? Mm. So that's when we decided to... We've always been looking for other channels to work with. So we just decided, okay, we'll do an event for YouTube in their booth since you don't even have to pay for it. And then we'll work with other channels. And and these channels now we still get to talk to and work with. And why am I on this topic anyway?
Collaboration.
It's collaboration. Just on the point of, we've been wanting to work with channels ever since. But going to a YouTube event doesn't really provide you that network. Mm. So all I'm saying is that you have to do it on your own. Hence we do it. There we go. Moving on. Moving on. Going back to, can we pull up the Instagram account of the Traveling Foxes? I haven't been listening to Esther. Okay. I like it. So there you put quotes as well.
Yeah. We were just trying to be different. Because you know how everyone before had that two photos, one quote, two photos, one quote. We were trying to be different.
I like it. I like how it looks.
Thank you.
Sorry, Lester. Hindi ko kasi mabasa. My 40-year-old eyes can't see it. Can we take a look at the whole profile? Yeah.
Oh, you'll see there'll be a lot of changes because we keep changing our themes.
Ah. Okay.
So you'll see it's kind of blue now.
Yeah.
That's what we're sticking to. And if you...
Oh, sorry.
All right. Who decides on the theme? Who decides on how it's supposed to look like?
It's... Me and Natasha, we both still like, we kind of video chat probably once a month still to like set down like new things.
I like it. This decided. Is when
see, you see the font change from there to there. So yeah. This is the older theme, which is kind of more pinkish.
Mm-hmm.
But we noticed that pink doesn't really work for a lot of locations. So we changed it to natural. Mm. But before this, it was also like blue. So
I like it. It's very much... Yeah, I'm saying it really looks like a product. It looks like a travel show. There you go. Yay. Thank you, my memory.
Yay,
it looks
you.
Like a travel. It really, sorry, it really looks like a legitimate travel show that you'd really want to follow. Is that the goal, ba? Na parang more National Geographic?
Not really National Geographic, but we really want it to be informative, not like pa cute, pa sexy, because there's so much of that. So we want it to there's be more of the.
Yeah.
You know, educational, inspirational.
Okay. Going,
get out of your comfort zone. Because I do a lot of risky traveling as well. So, like, rock climbing. I went to Mount Everest base camp. So, it's...
Wow.
My initial goal was to push women to challenge themselves more. So, that was the whole motivation for me, personally, behind it.
I have to see that. Is it... I'm sorry. I never saw that. You had a Mount Everest...
I do. I went there, I think, 2015, though. So it's just like a song and then clips.
Ah.
And it was just a filler. And one of the videos there is like rappelling down the waterfalls. Mm-hmm. So that was the kind of the adventurous that we wanted to push. But then again, we can't have adventures all the time, right?
That's true.
So that's why we wanted like the more casual travel.
If you do adventures all the time, eventually it's going to get boring as well.
Yeah.
When you say you want something more educational, do you break it down by, okay, this is how much you have to spend? Or is it more of the history of the place? What are you guys going for?
Okay, for example, my most recent trip, which was to 100 Islands.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor is promoting the diving spots because no one knows. It was just open. The diving spots was open. So it's my video will be about that, why diving is good in 100 Islands.
So it's
kind of that, yeah.
Dependent on the location,
yeah.
What it needs. No, because some are, they call it parang budget travelers.
I can't do budget. I mean, it's too saturated as well. Everyone's doing budget, so
yeah. So
I don't want to get in it.
Talaga, you guys have your own personality, and the channel is able to. What are you guys espousing? Is it more of? I'm just trying to get on the educational part. So, it's something that's not known about the place. So as you were saying, it's 100 islands. Nobody knows that there's diving.
Diving, like cave diving.
All right.
And if you look at the recent Saudi Arabia, they just opened their borders to tourism for the first time ever. Mm. So my vlog was about how women can dress nowadays. You don't have to wear the abaya. You don't have to do this. You can stay in the same room with a guy, which was illegal before, even if you're a tourist.
And you can walk around now without...
You can walk around now. As long as you cover your arms and legs. Long pants, long sleeves, not tight-fitting. Mm. It's okay. Because before, that wasn't allowed. So yeah, it's kind of educational in a way.
So you weren't anxious or anything going to this place?
I mean...
A little apprehensive with all the rumors?
Yeah, everyone was like... When I would tell people that I'm going to Saudi Arabia, I'd be like... Everyone would be like, be careful, huh?
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah.
But my friend who I went with, Mick, he's been there before because he was invited for another event. And as you can see, what he's wearing, a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And he was even wearing like short shorts. And they didn't really...
It was okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
These shots are amazing.
Thank you.
You guys used to, of course,
see some. I forgot to clean the lens. There's like dirt. I'm like, damn it.
And you're a one man team here. You're doing all the shots. You're doing the narrative. You're doing the storyline. Wow. Yeah. Wow, Lester, huh? we should be able to do that.
Cutting costs.
Sorry. Yeah. Do you pre-plan, pre-production on before you even go? Nan talaga.
I really don't know how. Like, for me, when I start writing it, then I kind of like...
Mm-mm.
Then I kind of feel like I have to go there. And if it doesn't happen, then I get like anxious. I get frustrated.
Frustrated.
Yeah. But when, like for example, when I went to Saudi, I'm like, what would interest people? Mm-mm. You know? And then we would also look at other websites for the SEO and everything. What keywords are people looking for?
So that's how you plan for that. Yeah. And wait, I just remembered something. One of the vlogs that I really liked from you was the one where you went to a wedding, the gay wedding, and also you went to the, what do you call it? I'm sorry, I don't know the parade. It was a Pride parade.
Marikina Pride. Yes,
I saw that because not a lot of people do delve into that.
Yeah.
And what gave you the impetus or the idea that you should go there? Because I'm sorry, I didn't know that you could go if you were straight. I thought you just go there if that was your preference.
Oh, no, I mean, the Pride Parade or the Pride March, you can't even say the parade, it's a march.
It's a march.
Standing up for something.
It's a movement.
It's not about your sexual orientation. It's about standing up for equality. It doesn't mean it's just for you standing up to get married to another same gender, but it's also equality in the workplace, like women getting paid less than men. Mm. The disabled people who aren't being stood up for because they can't function as much as a normal person, so on and so forth, right? So it's standing up for being, I guess, I like to stand up for issues that I don't want to sound so political, like
controversial.
So controversial, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But how were the comments?
Oh my gosh, 50% are Bible quotes.
That's really good. I like what you're wearing. I like 50% were Bible quotes.
And until now, like it was what, May, June?
Yeah.
I still get a lot of comments. It's like my highest commented vlogs is the parade because people are still super against it. But
yeah,
I mean, for me, like why are people hating on it? Like for you, for example, why would you hate on a gay person?
Yeah.
If they're adding to society, if they're adding to the community.
Yes. I actually just have one rule for whether it's gay or not. It doesn't matter if you're gay or not, as long as you're a decent person.
As long as you're decent, right?
Yes.
I mean, people are always saying, yeah, but gays are like this and gays are like that. But like straight people can be like that too.
That's true. Like, that's what I'm saying.
It's within the person. If they want to handle themselves well or they want to be disrespectful, it doesn't matter what gender they are.
That's true. You weren't apprehensive when you made this, thinking that there's going to be a lot of pushback?
The 2018. I'm not sure if you saw the 2018
version. I love what you're wearing here.
I love dressing up, so this is an opportunity to dress up.
You know, your personality really came out in this video.
Oh, really?
It did. It did. And it's very genuine. When you're talking about it, when you're in front of the camera, it just came out.
Because a lot of my friends here in Manila are actually gays and lesbians. And it's funny because when you meet, if you make one gay friend, it just grows.
It's a chain reaction.
Yeah.
One after the other.
Yeah.
So, but how is it? How is it when, because I don't know if I will ever be able to go to a march or a movement like this, because I'm, I hear a lot of, I don't know if these are rumors, mm-hmm. but it's not so welcoming for men.
No,
I don't know if that's true.
My husband comes with me.
Yeah.
How
is it? How is it to be there? Is it a very welcoming crowd?
The thing is, have you ever been to a gay bar?
No, I haven't been. Now I'm questioning myself. I just know of one that was beside Chef Carlos' restaurant, Boutique Burger Kitchen. What was the one beside it?
Forget.
Nectar.
Nectar. There you go.
Yeah.
There
Nectar. It moved now to the same location, but it moved. Where's the old bar before where everyone used to go?
Which
in
bar?
In the Strip. Our Generation Bar. Come on, you should know.
Which one? Embassy? Which one?
No, in the Strip.
The Strip.
Privé.
So Nectar moved now to Privé.
I saw them tearing down Privé the other day.
Yeah,
so
because it's Nectar now.
Okay. Someone just told me that if you go there, because was it a lesbian bar? I'm sorry. Please correct me at any time if I'm saying something that's politically incorrect. Someone just told me that if you go there and they find out that you're straight and you're just going there to see the place, you're going to get it. So
where, in Privé?
In Nectar. Is it Nectar? Did
Nectar.
I say it right?
Nectar. Yeah.
So it's like saying, okay, I'll never go there because if I just want to see the place and it's they only entertain a certain demographic.
No, that's not true.
So that's why I'm asking. Is it
a
parade?
Right? Because people are still so.
Yeah.
They're not used to this whole gay thing.
Yes.
Because it's such a religious community.
Very. Very.
Country.
Yeah.
No.
So it's very welcoming.
Actually, for a woman, it's more safe being in a gay bar. Everyone is friendly because when you go to a normal bar, there's always that macho, I'm better than you. And then there's, when they try to pick you up, they'd be like, oh yeah. But in gay bars, everyone's like, oh, I want to hug you. I love you. Oh, you're so pretty. Yeah. So girls are like, oh my God, this is so much fun.
Okay.
And aside from the butt grabbing part, for my husband, sometimes when you're walking out, he gets his butt grabs. But aside from that, he doesn't feel the whole macho, I'm better than you. Because as a guy going into a bar, there's always a guy who's super insecure and tries to show that he's better, right?
Yeah.
So,
are there a lot of bars? Can you call you can call them gay bars, right?
Gay bars, yeah.
Are there a lot of gay bars in Manila?
I think there. I only know one in BGC, which is Nectar, one in Ortigas, which is, I forgot the name, but it's a big mega bar.
Wow. So wait, Nectar is, sorry for the ignorance here, but when you say gay...
You're making me sound like a Nectar expert.
No, but when you say a gay bar, is there a specific demographic? Is it more gay men or...
Gay bars, mostly gay men, yes.
Okay.
So the trans... There are some shows of the guys dancing, and there are some shows of where the transvestite. It's transvestite. I don't know the LGBTQ.
Yeah,
names,
me too.
But those that really that dress as women.
Yeah.
Then there's a show of them doing lip singing, like the diva kind of. So it's actually entertaining. It's not just a bar where there's music. There's shows at certain times of the night.
Okay, so it's very different from your conventional bar where it's just alcohol
just
and
alcohol
music
and tugs you know, kind of thing.
So it's very entertaining. It's very
entertaining,
welcoming,
and everyone's friendly. Yeah. I've never heard of there may be instances, but it's very rare to hear of fights in gay bars compared to a straight bar.
So Lester, we will go to a gay bar.
You guys should try it out. It's not about being insecure about your gender. It's just opening your mind, you know, it's like me forcing you to like travel more.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know if I have the because I have the problem is when you hear so many stories, your mind gets programmed.
Yeah, that's true.
You have a lot of preconceived notions. If you go here, this will happen or that will happen. But to go there with an open mind, it's yeah. that's a good challenge. So Lester, you go ahead.
And tell us about your experience.
Yeah, mauna ka na, tapos paki-vlog mo na lang.
Kasama tayo.
Mauna ka na lang. Okay. All right. So wait, before we get lost in this topic, I want to see one of the Northern Lights, the vlog of Natalie on the Northern Lights. Sorry, yan, paki-type na lang. This is so good. This is one of my favorites.
Looking down, no ground, shadows make no sound. A game of hide and seek.
You edit this? It is good.
Right, we got everything. Got our bags packed.
How often are you able to upload?
Right now, once every 2 weeks. Then Natasha goes the weeks in between where I don't post.
Oh, how long does it take you to edit?
Before it would take me like 5 hours and then 2 days, so that's like 10 hours. Now, like I'm just like when I rush things, because you get the hang of it after a while.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Probably like 4 or 5 hours. It's the rendering that takes a long time.
Oh, that's true. Same here. that has happened to us. Any inspiration on editing that you follow the Peter McKinnons of the world?
I follow Peter McKinnon, Matty Hoopcha.
I see a little bit of Peter McKinnon on your editing. I see it. It's good. How long did it take before you really got the hang of it editing? Because it really adds to your storyline, especially in the beginning.
Because the thing, I use Final Cut Pro. I'm not sure what you guys use. Premiere.
Adobe, Premiere. Yes, Premiere.
Uh-oh.
So Final Cut Pro is like, they already have like the, what do you call this in between? The transitions are already made. In Premiere, I think you guys have to make it yourself, right?
Yeah.
So for Final Cut, it's like, you just have to buy it. like all my Zoom transitions, I buy that.
That's good. But the music is still...
We're sponsored. It's called Epidemic Sound.
Okay.
So unlimited music.
But you still have to choose the music, right?
Yeah, I still have to choose.
And you know how to choose it because it's always very...
Oh, thank you.
Because sometimes the music, when you hear the music and you see the visual, sometimes it doesn't...
It's like sometimes like super the theme na and then it's like so slow.
That's true.
I've seen those.
And you're able to really match it properly.
Oh, thanks.
Even in the beginning, even in the first few videos that you guys have, it's really parang si Lester, yan ang talent ni Lester. He's really able to match visuals and audio really well. So this was the Northern Lights vlog of the Traveling Foxes.
Yeah, it's in Finland.
In Finland, my wife always wants to go there.
You should go to this hotel. It's amazing.
But my wallet is always scared of my wallet is always scared of travel. So if my wife wants to travel, I always tell her, I'll pay for yours. Hindi na ako sasama. So that it's...
Sayang naman the room because it's good for two or three.
Wow, this is a nice
room. Very nice location.
Sorry, can you go back like 5 seconds, please? When she was showing so this is like a dome?
Yes. Like an igloo shape, but then it's attached to what do you call that? You can there are rooms that is just igloo, but you have to walk far for the toilet, so we decided to get the bigger one. Pay a lot more, but it was more comfortable.
Well, I think I do need to go here because but I'll bring it up. This is what I'm trying to build up north.
Nice.
More of the pod type of rooms.
Yeah.
But we're just trying to pin down. Pwede pa ba to sa podcast? Anyway, we're just trying to
marketing your product.
I know, but we're just trying to pin down the material, whether it's wood or PVC. All right. Okay, going back to Traveling Foxes. What's your favorite video? Almost every you have 113 uploads already.
100. Wow. Didn't really edit that much.
Yeah. I remember when I saw you guys, you were at 1,000 subscribers. Now you're at 4,000.
4,000, yeah. So it's growing slowly. So I'm happy. I think my favorite is also Northern Lights. Mm. And the reason for that is because I didn't have internet that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually had time to pre-plan the video. Yeah. So I was already thinking of the shots.
Yeah.
And like the drone was all my husband. Well, he was my fiance then. So I'm like, Chris, this has to... You have to, from here, I have to, it has to go up, and then the next one will be like this. So I really pre-planned my shots, the intro. Because, you know, the B-roll is important to get the attention of people.
That's true.
So I was able to plan that for this video. Not just insert, add transitions kind of thing.
I'm sorry, Lester, help me out, because I really like that intro. You're right, because you're able to hook the viewer. They say you already have to get them at 4 seconds or 8 seconds. Yeah. If you're not able to get their attention,
they will change now.
Wala na. Are you guys the Traveling Foxes? So that's the identity now. You guys are a travel channel. You guys won't. Do you still do other kinds of vlogs? Do you still do food? Do you do food reviews?
Food goes along with travel because the experience is there. You travel to different places to taste different cuisines. So we won't get rid of that.
Okay.
We also won't get rid of the tips, like travel tips. But still very travel focused.
Are you guys ever going to be based in the same place again? Since.
I don't know. I like Manila so far. I'm not sure if I'm going to move from here.
How long have you been in Manila?
7 years?
Not bad. I need to pull up the BGC, Lester. The BGC. I really like this one. The BGC vlog of Traveling Foxes. Is that BGC? But is that the title? Or...
That one. Natural Rice Making Friends outside VGC.
Yeah. You even went on the karaoke.
Yeah.
What gave you this idea that you should do this?
Well, this wasn't actually hard for me to do because I actually grew up beside... I'm not... those politically correct words, squatters. lower social...
Inner city, I guess. More inner city.
So I grew up in that, in Cebu. So...
Really?
Yeah. Okay. My dad bought property by the beach before, you know, like, you know how it is before where you buy property and then suddenly they become your neighbors.
That's like, true.
Because it's empty land.
Yes. And they
so
just,
I grew up with them. Uh-oh. But then I went to an international school. So I had the experience of living with them and also going the richest of Cebu, you know, the elite, the elites of Cebu. So.
Yeah. Parang sobrang Cebu is known to have the most prominent wealthy families.
Yes, that's true. That's what I heard as well.
Yeah. And parang the other side of town really doesn't get talked about. So you're saying you were somewhat exposed to that.
Exposed to both worlds
while
growing up. So it wasn't hard. For me, it's the Tagalog that I was conscious about.
So without that impediment of the your Tagalog, you're not that fluent in Tagalog. Mm-hmm. This would have been an easier...
If it was Bisaya, I would have been like...
Killing it,
yeah. Like no shame, nothing.
Yeah, but at least you were able to do it. And the guy that you were with, he was the one guiding you throughout. Where exactly is this in Taguig?
Do you know when you walk from... the American Cemetery going to SM Aura.
Okay.
There's that guard post. That's where you enter.
And then that's the place already.
Yeah. If you keep going down, you actually reach C5 if you reach the end of it.
Okay. So there's a community there.
Yeah. And funny enough, I know a lot of them, a lot of the people that work in BGC go there to eat.
Kaya pala sabi niya, once you get what's that? Once you're hung over from the palace, parang I remember here.
Yes, yeah.
If you're hung over, Lester, sorry, can you give us a little audio? If you're hung over from the palace,
this place is 24 hours. Imagine kung mare basag ka na sa the palace, pwede ka tumakbo dito,
di ba? Wag na kayo mag-Denis, dyan na lang. Oh, it's always
cut cost, di ba? You spend na so much in the palace.
Yeah, cut cost na. This is where you eat. Galing, Natalie. Game na game ka with anything. Is this this is something that you've always this is your personality na you're able to you don't care whether you eat in a place like
as
this.
As long as my stomach doesn't react, then I'm fine. That's I can naman.
Ang galing, yeah.
I mean, my dad brought up me and my sister to be like tough boys. Mm. He really wanted us to do everything rough, dirty. So I guess in a way it was good.
Yeah, because you know what? Here, with this kind of video, you can't fake it.
Yeah, because you'll see in the face of people like...
Yes, that's true. And I saw especially when you were about to sing, all the other guys were also chiming in. Mm. Yeah, and you were very at home. You're very relaxed. Yung iba kasi I've seen it eh. Talagang pilit na pilit eh. Parang they're forcing the relationship. So, how long did you guys spend here?
2 hours lang to make this video, yeah.
I'm sorry, you're holding the camera.
I'm holding the camera.
Galing talaga ni Natalie.
One man band.
Oh, talaga kaya mag-shoot mag-isa. And then, you stayed in that community for 2 hours.
Yeah. I expected it to be a lot bigger, but it was the end now. We reached the end where it was C5 already.
Okay. And this was a few months ago lang, no?
Yeah, that was...
Are you planning to do something similar again, or...?
I wanted to do one in Manila with my friend, Meg, because she knows the mayor of Manila. But then it was rainy season that time, so we were like, let's postpone na lang, baka flooding or something.
Yeah. Or you know what? We can introduce Natalie to Dead Name Amy. Diba? Sa yung little sister's outreach.
Yes.
She helps... Street, help me out. My memory is not kicking in. Little sisters is what again?
Parang isa mga bata po na... Parang foundation ba yan? Or?
Foundation for?
Yung mga...
Abused kids?
Yes,
or?
Yes. They were victims of pornography. So it's a little... we wanted to go, pero it's a little... it's hard to edit kasi.
Yeah, kasi you can't show their faces then, yeah. Diba?
You can't. Pero it's actually very good outreach to be a part of. It's at that time, it was just hard for me to do it because I just had a daughter.
Mm.
And then she was talking about there were pregnant 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
And
it's mostly family. You know this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on. Moving on.
Yes, it's mostly family. And sometimes... the grabbing horror stories kasi I'll let Dead Aim Amy explain it. She's a boxer. She's a female boxer, professional boxer. And that's one of her advocacies na she helps all these young women. And I think you guys are a good match, no?
Oh. Yeah, I've done a charity vlog naman din.
Magaling ka naman mag-Tagalog.
Medyo lang. Joke.
Oh. Can you say a whole sentence? Hindi naman obvious eh. Ano mong street?
Sige. Try mo na lang.
Oh, sige, try na lang natin. Lester, this is your show. Okay, please. let's talk to Natalie in Tagalog. Mukhang hindi naman obvious eh. Tanungin mo naman. Kausap, conversational.
Okay, so Natalie, ano ang iyong pinagkakaabalahan?
Ano ba yan? Pinagkaabalahan?
Okay. Simplihan naman natin. What keeps you busy? Pero simplihan naman natin, Lester. Huwag mo nang bigyan ng mga himpapawid at mga ganyan.
Natalie, anong ginagawa mo ngayon?
Ngayon, nagtrabaho pa rin ako. Nagbo-vlog din pag may time. At yung trabaho ko... Sometimes investment, sometimes consulting sa sales and marketing.
Oh, that's good. You know what? You just get conscious. Pero I think if you drop it, then that you're thinking that you're speaking Tagalog, that you might make a mistake. No, obviously.
Because whenever I spoke Tagalog before, everyone was like, "You have such a Bisaya accent. You have such a Bisaya accent. Like it's so hard. Your Tagalog so hard. Like
di
so
naman. I think like plus Bisaya now is so in.
Yeah. Right?
So magaling ka naman mag-Tagalog, Natalie.
Salamat po. Galing. Same, nagpona ko.
Oh, okay lang. Sanay na sanay si Tito Paolo sa po. Lahat ng tao, pinopona tayo. So Natalie, gaano ka nakatagal nagva-vlog nga?
Mga malapit ng 3 years.
Malapit ng 3 years. Oo. Tapos ano yung mga vlog na ginagawa mo?
Travel.
Tapos noon, minsan nag-food din kayo.
Oo. Minsan food trip, minsan tips.
tips. Ano yung mga tips kung paano mag-travel?
Paano mag-pack? Paano mag... security check.
Or security check. Alam mo, Natalie, magaling ka naman mag-Tagalog. Nakita ko nga yung isang video mo eh, yung what you said. Oh, mag-launch na tayo, besh. Nakita ko yun. Oo, galing naman eh. So, hindi naman obvious. Naalala mo ba yung vlog na yun?
Hindi, actually.
Hindi mo na naalala? I think that's the Tanay Resolve. Tanay ba yun?
La Union.
La Union. La Union. Okay. Oh, magaling ka naman. Do you know a little bit? Oh, so you have a lot of gay friends.
Yes.
Do you know the lingo?
No, because most of my friends are expats. Oh. Gay expat friends. So
they don't speak.
They don't do the inverted words.
I get confused with that as well. Yeah. Yung mga keme.
And the thing is, Bisaya lingo, gay lingo is different from Tagalog. So Bisaya have their own inverted Bisaya words. Okay. Inverted but split in half, kind of like. So confusing.
May paborito ka bang pagkain sa Cebu?
Oo, lechon naman.
Lechon? Oh. Anong lechon? Di ba may mga talagang popular lechon places sa Cebu?
Yeah, kailangan ka pupuntahan mo sa Karkar.
Sa Karkar?
Sa south ng Cebu.
That's the southern part. Bakit? Anong masarap sa Karkar
kasi
lechon?
Kasi yung lechon nila, they put yung leaf, anong... Tanglad ba yan?
Ano yung tanglad? Parang banana leaf ba yun?
Hindi.
Ano yun? Hindi ko alam yung tanglad.
Parang hindi siya lemongrass pero parang lemongrass siya. The one they, it's long and then they fold it and then they put it inside the lechon.
And then nagpapasarap yun ng lechon.
Oo. Kasi yung lechon dito sa Manila, kailangan ng Mang Tomas, di ba?
Oo. Doon hindi?
Diyan wala. May flavors na siya.
Parang wow. So talagang very sumptuous na siya on the meat itself. Oo. Karkar. Kailangan nga mapuntahan natin. Bisaya, you're fluent. You're very fluent. Can you tell us something in... Lester, what do you want Natalie to translate in Bisaya? Oh. Yan. Para engaged ka na.
Hi, Memory Keepers. Kamusta kayo ngayong araw?
Kamusta kayo ngayong araw? Hi, Memory Keepers.
Hi, Memory Keepers. I was gonna say, hoy, Memory Keepers. Nag-onsa mo karon.
Okay, like, what is it?
Pakasabot sa akong gisulti.
Wala akong masasabi doon, Lester. Talaga, I'm stumped on that one. O, sige,
nag-lisod dyan ko Bisaya dali kay... Dugay na kayo ko wa nag-Bisaya. So, wasa ka ba akong sa akong gisulti, pero go lang ng go.
Can you teach us a little something? Just one sentence.
One sentence?
Please give us something simple.
Because the thing is, whenever I tell my friends what to say, it's all the bastos words. I'm trying... let me think of something that's not
Lester,
bastos.
What's a simple thing to say? To translate lang in Tagalog. In Bisaya pala, sorry.
Mabuhay, Philippines.
Ay,
ganun pa rin
yun.
Mabuhay is mabuhay.
Mabuhay
pa rin ba? Again, there's a line for Lester. Well, how do you say, sorry, I will be, hindi, mapangit pala yun. Ano ba in Tagalog?
Why so formal?
Oh, nga eh. Sobrang formal eh. Kasi I'm just trying to say that Lester will be late tomorrow. Sorry, I won't be able to come to work. I'll be late tomorrow. Or, kasi si Lester parating maaga eh. So how do you say in Bisaya na malilate? Sorry, malilate po ako bukas.
Wow, my mind just went blank. It's hard, huh? It's hard.
Oh, Lester, another one. Let's give her an easier one.
Okay, say like a phrase could be like, so annoying. Samuka ni mo, uy. You're so annoying. Like, samuka, uy.
Samuka, uy.
Samuka, uy.
Yeah, with the accent, you have to be like stronger.
What point? Samuka, uy.
You're too smooth.
Too smooth.
Tagalog.
Too Tagalog. Lester. Ikaw, try mo naman, Lester. Whoever gets it first.
Sa mukha, uy.
Okay, go.
Ayoko na.
That's a competition. I want to hear what's better.
Di ko ako. So where's the intonation in you? Sa mukha, uy.
Sa mukha, uy.
Sa mukha, uy.
No, you're saying uy. It's like uy. No, it has to be uy.
I got it. Sa mukha, uy.
Yeah. Chloe, you're getting there.
She's just so nice. Oh my God, what is this? Lester, can you try it?
Sa mukha, uy.
How was that?
Oh my gosh, you guys are so smooth.
It's if Tagalog was a language, it would be female. If
now
I get it.
That's why when and people say like when Cebuanos visit Manila, they're like, why are Cebuanos always angry? No, that's the way we talk. Even my English sometimes I'm like like it's like
okay.
But I think it's because of my Cebuano, and I also used to work in Singapore, and Singapore is like no la, yes, no,
yeah,
go, stop. So I'm kind of like that when I talk. It's like straight to the point.
But how come they say mga Bisaya parating malambing, or they're very, what's the English of malambing?
Do you know what I love you is in Bisaya?
What is it?
Nahigugma ako kanimo.
Wow, that is hard. How do you say it?
It doesn't even sound romantic. Nahigugma ako kanimo.
Hala, I can't do it. I'm already lost on the nahigmo.
Nahigugma ako kanimo.
Nahigugma
ako.
Ako
kanimo.
Nahigug.
Yeah, just Google translate it.
No, I'm gonna. Sorry.
Nahigug.
Higug.
Ma. Ako.
Okay.
Kanimo.
I'm not gonna lose this one. I can't even do it. Nahigug ma ako. Kanimo?
You sound too smooth.
I need
more oomph in the way you say it.
On which part?
Every syllable.
Parang you're about to fight?
Yes, that's why they think you're always angry, right?
Nahigug. Nahigug ma ako kanimo. I sound like I'm from the international school.
You're learning a new language.
Nahigugma ako kanimo. It's still, I sound like a little girl, huh? Sound like a 6-year-old girl. Street, please try it. It's nahigugma ako kanimo.
Nahigugma ako kanimo.
Yeah. He's good.
This boy has talent. We had expressive reading on this podcast. And he just killed it.
He should be your narrator.
I know. He should actually take over. Right. He should take over. All right. That was pretty street. One more time for all the memory keepers. Please look at your camera and then tell them that.
Nahigugma ako kanimo.
Yes.
That was good?
Yeah. People, the Cebuano girls would understand it.
Wow. He should move to Cebu. He should move to Cebu. All right. Wow. Okay. So that's, my goodness,
meron
Lester.
May new skill.
May line ka na. All right. So I just want to look at the latest video. Sorry. Para we can just promote one of the latest video of the Traveling Foxes.
Hi everyone, Nat here from the Traveling Foxes, and I'm currently in San
Francisco. So you have your own.
And we're making our way.
What's
to
the other
Napa
Instagram
Valley
account? Sorry, can you go back, Lester?
Oh, that was my personal.
So you're also okay to if other people follow you?
Oh, yeah,
on
of course,
it?
Please.
All right. Please. Sorry, can we pull that up, Lester? The Coco Natty. All right, so Coco Natty, you're also promoting this one. Wow, parang curated talaga yung ano niyo, ang ganda ng mga Instagram niyo.
I mean, no, mine's not really curated. Mine is just saturated. Enhance the color, diba?
How do you find how are you able to do all these accounts? How many do you handle? So there's Traveling Foxes.
Traveling Foxes, which we only have to post twice a week.
Twice a week, okay.
Mine is whenever, really. I have no schedule.
All right. That's three accounts, though, right?
Yeah. For and Instagram, then our YouTube. Facebook is just pretty much reposting everything on YouTube and our Instagram. So okay, it's not a lot of work.
All right. Do you have any advice for the content or the startup content creators who are thinking of starting a travel channel? Is there anything that you would tell them? Would you advise them to start it?
Yeah, I think the travel market is still growing, mm-hmm. and that's why you see countries like Saudi Arabia focusing now on like tourism, because mm-hmm. a lot of money comes from tourism now because everyone is for experience. I mean, people travel to places now not because they want to experience it, but because they want to do it for the gram, right?
Yeah.
So there is a huge market still. So if they want to start, I think they should. I think.
Is there anything to watch out for? Does it get really expensive? Because traveling does require a lot of funds, right?
So yeah, and if you notice, a lot of the Filipino travel bloggers and vloggers, they're so focused on like budget travel, but if you start now and do budget travel, unless you have a different angle, it's going to be so hard to break in the market. I think they should be more experimental when it comes to travel vlogs, find different angles, like visiting places that have never been touched before or barely been touched. I think that would be a more interesting angle than just going to places that everyone's been already and vlogged about.
That's true. Because one of the ways I find channels is I type Baguio and all the channels come out, right? But traveling, have you traveled down south? Like really the Sulu area or Mindanao area?
I've gone to Iligan, Cagayan, Davao. But that was all for swimming competitions in elementary. I've never gone there to vlog yet.
Wow.
So
many hats that... You're also an athlete. Yeah, before, so that's why you're before. Able to do the... it was so funny, your vlog with your friend, the triathlete.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why you're able to do all those things as well.
Yeah, I used to be an athlete before.
Wow. But grabe. It's you're able to do so many things and still end up being creative. A lot of athletes do have a difficult time transitioning from such a regimented life to being more of being creative and just coming up with ideas on their own. You know what? Okay, sorry, Lester. Last night. I promise, last night, can we pull up? Was that the Shangri-La? Because it's really good. I was actually watching it a while ago. I was giggling like a little girl laughing at it, especially when you guys were talking.
Yeah.
And the bike, the run, that's where you're wearing your hat.
I think just search Ironman.
How long do you train?
I haven't. No, when I joined, I only did the relay. I did the swim part, so I didn't do the whole thing.
So you can choose.
You can do the relay. You can do the whole thing.
Okay, and then you were saying that if you take two, or if there's a duration where you're classified as you don't finish.
Yeah, there's a cutoff time per what do you call this for the swimming part and everything.
Well, I don't think I can do this. My stamina is just really off, especially at this age.
You're still young. Actually, a lot of triathletes are...
My age.
Because that's when people are mentally ready to actually do longer races.
And get kicked in the face, as you guys were saying. It really does happen, right? It really does. Can you fast forward a little bit? All right, this guy also knows how to speak Bisaya.
He grew up in Dumaguete. And when I used to join Palarong Pambansa in swimming, he was there playing football. So that's how I know him. Or his base in Singapore.
It's such a mind trip seeing you guys. And I'm thinking, is this dubbed? These guys are speaking Bisaya. You should... Sorry, for the memory keepers. So we'll just put a little audio. You should hear...
The swim is beautiful. If you go to the ocean, it's actually...
Sorry, see, can you just go back like 3 seconds?
Part, yeah.
Stations for this race. Tea with water. Let's have coffee with water. And he was like, coffee with water.
Because his name is Walter.
Water.
What's his name?
Walter.
Walter.
You don't pronounce
the L. Oh my goodness. I just don't know how to... Okay.
expectations, huh? Nothing much, really. Just enjoy the race. Maybe enjoy... The swim is beautiful. If you go to the ocean, it's actually... The coral, the fishes, it's going to be fantastic.
Wow.
Push a bit harder on the bike, harder than last year. And then see what I've got left for the run. Dagang kusugba.
Lester, are you willing to try that?
No. How are you?
No. No? Can we fast forward a little bit? Okay, so this is the part that I really enjoyed when these two were talking.
And she's my good friend, so that's why I think it's easier for the connection.
Yeah, it's so genuine. And I feel like I'm one of you. When I was watching it, I felt like I was one of your friends. I was just seated there and I was just listening. I love that cap. I love that cap. That cap should be it's hand painted. And then there's a stranger right there who was seated, right?
Oh, yeah, she was just looking at us.
She was just like,
ooh, she's pretty. Who's that? I can imagine your face in that too. Relay.
All right, for the memory keepers, you guys should really check this out. Sorry, what's the title straight? But we can recommend this to them. Ironman.
Ironman
70.3. That's a distance, 70.3 miles.
Wow. So you can't do this. What you're doing right now, that's illegal. You can't. Well, during the race, you can't hold on.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, you can, but you cannot pull yourself.
I do that.
Exactly why they put that rule.
I do that. I'd be so dead tired that I wouldn't care. Give me all the penalty.
Wrong. Breaststroke. It's a
wrong? Yeah, now it makes sense. Because you're saying you used to be swimming. Okay, yeah. I get it.
That's
get
what
it.
She said! Are we going to swim before this?
We can.
Did you bring your swim stuff? Yes, I did.
And she had a
Sam and her broken foot.
She had a broken foot. Sam,
yeah, she signed up for the full race, but she only did the swim because she couldn't bike and run.
Wow. Okay. So now I really she does everything. Wala nang camera man. Wala na. Oh. Galay, Natalie. It's amazing. It's amazing. Yung GoPro natin, hindi natin nagamit eh.
Oo nga. Bakla.
Parenta lang natin lahat ng equipment. Pati yung mga drone na dun lang. Okay. Alright, so for the Merry Keepers and the future subscribers, this is one of the most fun vlogs I've seen of the Traveling Foxes, and you guys should really check it out because I didn't know anything about being a triathlete, and they were very funny when they said triathlete. Oh man, oh man. So this is really something that you should watch, and it's also educational. You get to know a little bit more of the sport. Because this is such a difficult sport, you know. Yeah,
you need the mental.
Yeah, I think
preparation really more than the physical.
That's true, and I don't think I have that. All right, so Natalie, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you so for inviting me here.
Thank you, Lester. Oh, ito Lester, this is your this is the time you shine. sorry, talaga for your mahogany brown. Hindi po ganyan talaga si Lester. Just to let the memory keepers know, hindi po talaga ganyan color ni Lester. Anyway, before we close, for the memory keepers and the future subscribers, we're going to put a link of the Traveling Foxes. We'll put the link of their channel in the description, and you can subscribe at any time, and please do check out their videos.
Yes, please. Yes. Guys, thank you. Yes. You can message me there as well if you have any questions about trips.
And she's open to collaborate. Just make sure
I am looking for people to collaborate with. Just as long as you're comfortable in front of the camera, go na go.
Yes, and please be as everyone who's been a guest here, they're just saying, just be professional with your proposal, and just be more clear on what you want to do. Because yung iba daw kasi, oh, let's collab, and then wala, bahala ka na.
Oo.
So just guys, just be more professional with your proposal, and then Natalie's very open to collaborate.
Yes.
Okay, so Lester, please take us home.
Okay, let's go home. So, Memory Keepers, we are done with another Spill the Beans podcast. And I hope you like this episode. And if you do, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And also to Natalie's channel, Traveling Foxes.
Yeah,
Foxes.
Thank you, yes.
Okay.
So, see you on the next episode.
Memory Keepers, future subscribers, thank you. We'll see you on the next episode. Bye.